This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
5 years ago this Sunday, I was with Wall Street folks as they piled off the late train from Manhattan. They had seen battle that day, their faces wooden. One Deutsche Bank guy told me that evening, it'll take 20 years to fix this. September 15th, 2008, Lehman Brothers went bust, and we've been looking at the lessons from many angles this week, from the fraudulent subprime mortgage brokers here at home to the continuing global mess. From Dublin, Ireland, Christopher Worth reports.
For lot number 19, start me at...
The final moments of a failed financial institution. An auctioneer in Dublin sells off the art collection once owned by Anglo-Irish Bank, Ireland's most notorious pre-crash lender.
Fair warning of 2003.
Anglo-Irish and banks like it made scores of bad property loans that cost taxpayers billions of dollars and forced the country into a bailout.
Last chance at 4,000...
Dublin resident Ronan Farron stopped in to have a look at the paintings.
It's been a disgrace how the country has been sold, if you like, because of the mistakes of the bankers.
The resulting economic crisis was so deep, it's worked its way into every aspect of Irish life and culture.
Okay, so we're just going to clip along through a couple of things.
First, a theater rehearsal in Dublin. The characters in this play are a couple ground down by financial worries.
There are debts we haven't cleared. I just want to...
Baby, we're both professionals, all right? We'll both be working soon, I promise.
But the promise fades into long-term unemployment. So they do what a lot of young Irish people have done lately. They leave Ireland to find work, although it doesn't always go so well.
We both made the decision to come here, okay? We both came here for the opportunities.
Opportunities?
Yes, the opportunities.
Danny McCoy of Ireland's Chamber of Commerce says the crisis has caused too many people in Ireland to either immigrate or essentially put their lives on hold. But he says that's partly because the narrative about Ireland has been overly negative.
The Irish story has been exaggerated of all proportion. People perceive Ireland as some kind of poor, backward European country, which couldn't be further from the truth.
McCoy says Ireland is already well into recovery. Sure, it's still in recession, but exports from Irish software and engineering companies are rising by more than 15% a year. The one thing that's missing, he says, is confidence on the home front, the confidence to spend.
Households start to spend again and believe in their own future. They kickstart a very virtuous circle of growth.
In fact, for a country brought down by a property bubble, McCoy's message is one that many thought they wouldn't hear again for a long time in Ireland.
Buy a house. Buy a house. There's plenty of them.
It's advice that might not be too far-fetched. Near Dublin's waterfront, real estate agent Owen Riley shows me around the city's technology and financial services district.
Flambeau Quay here, Forbes Quay, where my office is based, and this is Gallery Quay.
In the wake of Ireland's crash, Riley says real estate values here dropped by more than half. But demand for housing and office space is on the rise in Dublin. In the past year, Riley says prices in this neighborhood have jumped more than 15%.
I would predict before this year is out, they'll increase another 5%.
He says an average two-bedroom apartment now goes for upwards of $400,000. And many, like Danny McCoy of Ireland's Chamber of Commerce, fear another housing bubble is already brewing in the Irish capital. He says that's because supply hasn't kept up. Practically no new housing or office space has been built in the past 5 years.
We're going to need to start building, need to start building fast. And there's always a danger that we'll go headlong into property again. But, you know, have a good time along the way.
Of course, having a good time, well, that's what got Ireland into trouble in the first place. In Dublin, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.